Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Megan Rapinoe.
Great little player.
Let's hate, man.
Don't forget to show love.
Whoa.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey, what's up, Portland Club? I was just in, I was getting a drink of water, and Tim Taylor was in there in 99.5 The Wolf studio.
Doing whatever it is that Tim Taylor does.
Well, yeah, that's what I went in there. I was like, hey, man, I never see you in here. And you have a show the same time we do. I'm like always walking by here. I was like, you're never in here. Like,
ever.
What are you doing in here? He's like, oh, I'm doing a spot break. So I listened to it. Oh, my God. That was Brooks and Dunn coming up next. You know, Kelly Taylor, 99.5 The Wolf. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're on the wrong side of the
dial.
And
that dude makes $1.5 million a year?
We're on the wrong side of the dial, my man.
Did you know that, Mike?
The wrong side of the dial.
I did not know that.
Do you want to go do FM? You and I? Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Mornings see, on KJOS.
If you guys did that, wouldn't you then just be doing like a morning, like Z Morning Zoo kind of thing and
still have to talk
for a long time?
I don't
want
to do like a zoo thing. I want to do like...
You just want to be a DJ.
Super DJ, yeah.
There's no sense being a DJ and like having like a morning show. But even those like the morning zoo shows, they're only on there for like 20 minutes an hour.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
It's morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to have your wacky, you know, morning zoos.
The one I grew up with was Z100 in New York, was Elvis Duran, morning zoo.
Yeah, weenie in the butt. You get to pick whichever one you want to be.
Mine was, in Kansas City, there was a funny one. His name was Johnny Dare.
Of course.
Anybody know Johnny Dare?
Johnny Dare.
God, his show was funny. Very un-PC, but funny.
Parks and Rec. Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
They had a crazy morning show, and it was Ira and the Douche.
Yep.
Ira and the douche.
Ira and the Douche.
And what's the comedian's name who does the douche?
Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll. Yeah, he's really good in that role.
He was just here in Portland, and we went and saw him, and my kids were like, who's that? And I'm like, he's the douche. And they're like, oh, Ira and the Douche.
The best part about it is that when he's off the air, he's totally a normal, nice person.
Yeah.
And then instantly he goes into the douche personality.
All right, well, the gender reveal thing is a big deal now.
I would say so, but people are dying and getting maimed. I saw someone, they had like a crop duster that was going to spray, you know, pink or blue or whatever, and then it took a nosedive and crashed.
Yeah, that happened. So we talked about the Iowa grandma who was killed.
Yeah, pipe bomb.
Basically a gender reveal pipe bomb. Yeah, she was like 45 feet away from it, and she still died.
Yeah, exploded in a piece of it, got her in the face.
And then, the airplane crashed. That was in Texas, so they, you know, it had to dump the color and all that, and it did that. It was a pink. It was a girl.
Yeah,
but
it crashed.
The plane stalled shortly thereafter, and then
luckily no one died.
No, no one died in that.
Hey, Harrison Forded it. Apparently everyone was okay, but I guess it was like a single seat plane, but they had a couple people up in there. I guess someone had to be there to dump the pink.
Now, when you're going down in a small plane like that, because they were flying low.
Sure.
They said they had to fly really low to dump the water.
Yeah.
It was pink water they were dumping. When you're flying low like that and then you stall out and you're going down, do you think you're going to die?
Yeah.
Like you do, like, because we all think of like airplane crash as, you know, 30,000 feet, sure, nosedive straight out, which isn't really what happens. Like when people die in plane crashes, it's typically, no, they say it's like 90% of people who die in plane crashes is after impact, yes, or it's like,
well, it's takeoff,
takeoff and landing.
Takeoff and landing. And they always say, like, with the big jet airliner, it's not the crash that kills you, it's the big fireball explosion, yeah, afterwards that
that's
gets
you. That's a bit of a, yeah, it's a doozy.
Yeah.
But it's, but it's, there's the big fear of, like, the worst fear of everyone is not any of that. It's, yeah, you're cruising at 33,000 and suddenly you're in a nosedive, which that, just doesn't happen.
At 600 miles an hour.
And so in that case, you're like, oh my God, what is this going to feel like? This, like, the most horrifying thing to think of ever.
I'm sure it's less scary when you're 50 feet off the ground, but I can assure you.
Oh, it's scary.
At no point you're like, ah, we got this.
No, I'm not saying that, but I think you, I don't, I think you might not think you're going to die. I think you're going down and you're like, oh boy, this is, you know, and all bets are off. You know,
yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not sure that you're thinking.
You think about cowboying it as you get down to the bottom and just Peter Panning out of it. Tuck and roll, man. Tuck and roll. I don't know how fast those things are going, but if you got some soft farmland.
Right. Just like, I could put this thing down and get us out of here.
Just have a crash helmet and just tuck and roll out of the airplane. I think anytime you're in an airplane and it's going down,
it's not good.
No, my guess is there's fear pee and possibly a little poop in your Swiss hiking shorts. I think that's pretty scary.
Okay, so the latest gender reveal video, viral video, is a hot by the name of Paige Jin, G-I-N-N.
Paige Jin.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. She's
sounds like a stripper.
She's a comedian. And, or at least it says she's a comedian. I've never heard of her.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Paige?
Yeah, you see there where she's lying naked? Well, she's not naked. She has a shirt on, but she has no pants on.
Oh, yeah.
And she's, so she has no pants on, and she's got her friends there with her, and she puts out a video where she farts, and out comes blue smoke or whatever it is.
Is she the one that's pregnant?
No. Okay, well, it's she wasn't pregnant. Okay. She was,
by the way,
making a joke.
She likes to have the, she bears the buns,
yes,
a lot.
Yeah, if you look at her Instagram, it doesn't really look like a comedian. She just looks like
someone that likes having her ass out.
Yeah, yeah. She does a lot of, there's a lot of ass play.
Yeah, definitely. Which, by the way, hey,
yeah, whatever.
You know,
gets her followers
know
or whatever.
Know your strengths.
Gets her
and,
likes.
And stick with them.
Clicks. Anyway, it wasn't real. She's not pregnant.
Okay.
And she said she was just joking about it, but it went viral. And everybody thought it was real.
There's 14.3 million views.
Yeah, dude, 14 million views on that thing.
Now.
And it's a real fart. She doesn't
she
just push
farts.
Air out. It's actually a fart.
Oh, no, she farts.
Yeah, you can see the clench and the raise up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
I love the
that?
Reaction of the three women in the background. They're like, oh my God, it's a boy. Yeah.
No.
But that's a pretty good joke.
You know
gotta
what?
Admit.
Of all the gender reveals that you could.
That's hilarious.
I think that one's pretty good. It would have been better had it been a real gender reveal.
Now, how do you think they get the blue?
You just,
know,
it's
let's
just,
not get too technical.
Just blue talcum powder.
Up in there, or you just put
it
right on the...
No, well, you just...
You just set it there.
Yeah, you just set it there.
And then she lets her rip, and, you know.
Yeah.
What?
You spackle, and then, you know.
Tell you what, it's really well done.
Tell you what, I'll try it when I get home tonight, and we'll see what happens.
Surprised you haven't already.
Nah, I'm not into that whole thing, like lighting and that all. You know, it's...
You've never lit a fart?
No.
What?
No.
Look at,
Kansas,
did that.
Look at Kansas boy over here, disgusted. He's like, what?
Yeah, I've never done that either.
You've never lit a
what?
Fart?
You've never... Are you serious?
Serious.
Who doesn't like their farts?
I don't think I've ever seen a fart.
I don't think I've ever seen it either.
What? You never even had the friend that did it?
No.
No, I don't think
Guys.
So. Guys! No, am I missing out on something here?
No,
like,
you're
I
not.
I feel like my life is incomplete.
I just thought you guys were at one time 16 like I was.
No.
Maybe not.
I mean, I've done
it. I went back to being 12 or 22. It was so weird.
That's the famous Joey Harrington.
Yeah, I just haven't been into the fart play.
Well, anyway, it was a joke. So
okay.
Paige got a lot of heat because everybody was like, oh, you, that's a horrible way. And she was like, guys.
Lighten up.
Yeah, lighten up. I'm kidding.
Settle down, Francis.
With my gender reveal fart.
And if she wasn't kidding, who cares? Why is this such an uproar?
Yeah,
you can do whatever you want to reveal the gender.
Yeah, what about a gender reveal bowel movement? What do you think about that?
Everyone goes in and looks.
Hey, go see what I just dropped.
The one person has a bunch of that one color food dye the day before.
Yeah.
No, I will tell you that. That has happened a handful of times.
What do you mean?
When we were on the road.
A gender reveal?
No, no, no. They just,
you pooped blue?
When we were on the road in football, there were many a time that someone insisted that you come look at what had happened. There was definitely was. I remember once my real life roommate, who was not my road roommate, he knocked on the door. He's like, dude, you got to come over. I said, dude, I'm not coming over. He's like, no, seriously, you got to see something. I'm like, I'm not looking at the bowl. I don't want to see it. And he's like, no.
You have to see it.
You have to see it. It's not that. And I'm like, what is it? He goes, trust me. He goes, you'll be surprised. And I'm like, dude, I'm not looking at your dump. And he swore up and down for like 2 minutes. And I go next door to, you know, we go into the hotel. I open up the door. And sure enough, right when you walk in, he just starts laughing. He's like, check it out. And indeed, it was a dump that he insisted upon me looking at.
Now,
shame on me for believing him.
My question with this is,
sucka,
is anyone's dump that much more impressive than something that you yourself have accomplished at some point?
I'm not going to lie. I was offended
See,
at first.
I
but
knew
then,
you would say that.
And then I was kind of like,
you're like, holy crap.
It was an F5. It had iceberged up. It had broken the surface. And
literally.
Yes, I kind of wanted to give him, I didn't want to give him the satisfaction, but.
But I mean, like, again, to my point, we've all broken the surface.
That is fertile.
Look, I don't know if I can rank everything I've seen, but that was like the Matterhorn. It was, he was not wrong for insisting that I come and look.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
Well.
It wasn't Bono from the South Park episode.
I haven't seen that one.
The Randy Marsh poop episode?
No.
Oh, my God.
I've heard people talk about it, but I've never actually seen that one.
You have to see that episode.
I had a friend that I used to bartend with, yeah. And let me first state that this is a female. This is not a male.
Yeah.
And she would take dumps and post them on Facebook.
Now, that right there is content.
Wow.
I am not kidding.
You can put a baby in that girl.
She's classy.
Yeah. Well, there was a website, I don't know if it's still up, but it was, I think it was ratemypoo.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people would just take photos and then ask people to give them like a 1 through 10.
All right, coming up next, we have Bagel Guy news.
Yeah, the most Bagel Guy thing ever.
6:18 on the Fan. All right, Bagel Guy back at it.
Yeah, remember Angry Bagel Guy? He was a New Jersey dude, and he was the one that was screaming and yelling.
Oh, yeah.
At the two ladies.
The little tiny guy?
Little tiny guy. He's had quite a run. I don't know. His name was what is this dude's name? I think it's Chris. Yeah, Chris something or other. And
he's Bagel Boss guy.
Yeah, he's Bagel Boss. Right?
Because that was the place that it happened at, Bagel Boss.
He's had a hell of a run. You know, so he's been arrested on video for something else. He got his ass kicked on
TV. He got arrested?
Yeah, he got arrested for, like, disorderly conduct.
All he does is pick fights with people who he thinks are making fun of his height.
Yeah. Is it a bit now? Is he doing
this
for...
No, like, he's, like, legit. And this goes to prove it. So then he got into a celebrity... He was going to celebrity box Lenny Dykstra. And that didn't work out. And then he was going to celebrity box one of the Howard Stern guys. That didn't work out. And then he was set to fight Screech from Saved by the Bell, and he backed out of that. And now Bagel Guy has had a stroke.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's, like, in really, really bad shape now. Chris Morgan. And
being that angry all the time cannot be healthy for you.
And that was my thought. Like, you wondered how much of this was a bit, but they're saying that, like, he is legit high blood pressure, super angry guy. And, yeah, bro had a stroke.
So he has confrontations from 7-Eleven, a library, a bar, the bagel shop, with a neighbor.
Yes.
All on YouTube, and you're telling me this guy isn't doing this for a bit?
Nah, I think he's legitimately just an angry little man. And now he's an angry little man with a stroke. And so someone was asking me, someone tweeted this out, and I made a little comment, and they're like, does anyone feel bad for him? Because the photo is pretty, I mean, he's like on a ventilator and...
I feel bad for him. I mean,
like,
look.
He's in bad shape. But
he's an angry guy, but that's because he's sad and he's unhappy. I feel bad for somebody like that. You know?
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe not.
Well, I mean, like, if you're the world's biggest a-hole.
Yeah, but he's,
you don't want
he's
anyone
an
to,
a-hole.
You don't want anyone to die.
No, the a-hole is covering up the sadness. Underneath the a-hole, he's not really that He can't be that much of an a-hole.
He's just lonely.
Yeah, or sad, or...
I'm telling you, my hookers for sad people idea, it's going to change the country. Because this is a little angry dude, right? And he runs around, and I feel like if we just had some sort of social service program that got guys like this, or lonely, like, angry youth, if we just got them laid occasionally, I really do feel the world would be a better place. And of all the ways you could spend our tax dollars, I really do think that this would be a good way. We've got people out there willing to do it for money. We just need to put the willing with the in need, bridge the gap.
Do you know he calls himself the modern day Martin Luther King?
Ooh. For short people?
Yeah. Yeah, he believe, well, in his mind, he's standing up
for little folks.
Well, yeah.
I don't feel like that's a group of people that is equal to African Americans.
Well, he's overweight, and he feels like everybody's always judging him because he's short and ugly and overweight. And so he feels like he's carrying a torch.
I guarantee you that is not true.
No, I will tell you
I bet you nobody even notices that right. He is there.
But
and
that's what he sees.
He's taking slights from everything. Yeah.
Sure, but to be fair,
we all know that guy.
If you're 5, because he's like 5'3". If you're 5'3 and overweight,
whoa,
that's a tough life, right? I mean, granted, you can change some of that.
Better have a lot of money.
Yeah. If you're 5'3 and overweight and you've got no personality, that's a rough go of it.
He's got a personality. It's just really angry all the time.
True.
There's got to be something good about him, don't you think?
I don't think so.
There's got to be.
He seems like a miserable person.
Well, he is definitely miserable.
And this is why I was looking through. And by the way, Twitter can, you know, it's not an accurate portrayal of what society thinks. It's just it's a little snapshot of it. But like they posted this to Twitter, like he's in bed on a ventilator, can't move, just had a stroke.
Mm.
The comments are not friendly. There's
yeah, he should not read those.
No, he should not. Like, I'm afraid he's going to wake up and be like, where are my fans? And then he's going to read through that scroll, and you're like, ooh.
But he might feed off of that kind of thing, too. Some people get off on that kind of crap. I don't know. I don't know what his deal is, man. But...
the Get Better Bagel guy?
Yeah, get yeah. better. Sure.
Be less angry.
Maybe it'll change him for the better. And as somebody said, maybe he has... A mental disability.
No, I think I think he's just small and angry.
By the way,
we've all met that person, right? Where life is hard, and people get tired of it, and they don't want to do anything to change it, and so you just lash out at everybody.
Yeah, or they don't have the tools to change it. They just don't know what to do. There's a lot of people like that.
I'm telling you,
they don't know what to do.
People are picking up my, you know, I don't know what you would call it, hookers for the needy idea.
It's called prostitution.
Yes, but it's government prostitution.
Programs and money going into
think
it.
Think social service type of program.
The government can't do anything right. Like can we privatize this?
Like you show up, you know, like in the bread line or like food stamps. But in this case, it's, you know, lady stamps.
Hey, I'm not against it.
You file a claim with a social worker.
We pay for a lot of other stuff that's way more dumb than that.
Exactly. You think about all those kids that are bullied, or the people like this that are running around that are really dangerous and they're all worked up. Has anyone ever just finished that and then gone out and done something violent? No, you're relaxed.
Here's a text that says, hookers who act like hospital nurses, so sweet and caring. That would be awesome.
See?
Yeah, that would be great.
Like, people call me crazy, but I think this idea can work. It's going to take a little while to roll out. It's probably not going to do well in the Bible Belt. But, you know, in more of the progressive states, I think we can probably push this through.
I have another guy I want to tell you about. He's along the lines of Bagel Boss guy.
Yeah.
And this is dangerously beefy. Have you seen what happened with this guy online?
Dangerously beefy?
Yeah, he's this dude. Well, I don't know. He's
Do I
just
Google
the guy.
Dangerously beefy?
It was on Twitter.
Okay.
I'll read this to you, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Here's what he tweeted. Dangerously beefy. His name is Steven Vickers, and I think he lives in Texas, and he's pretty successful, and he has a beef company or something.
I see it here.
And he's not a terrible-looking guy. He's cowboy hat and the whole... I mean, he's straight out of Central Casting, okay?
Sure.
he tweeted, and this went viral. So this is just some regular dude, but he tweeted this, and all of a sudden it gets blasted all over social media. He says,
his name is dangerously beefy.
Yeah, he says, my housing is paid for. I make a good salary. I get health insurance, 401k, 700 pounds of beef a year.
I love that he's throwing that in as, hey, you get all the beef you want.
And I live on a couple hundred acres. I'm a puncher by trade with a bachelor's degree.
I don't know what that means.
And I swear you women would rather have a loser than a provider. It's sad. That's what he tweeted.
Yeah,
shockingly.
Dangerously Beefy is lonely.
Dangerously Beefy has gone viral. And we'll talk about it next. All right. First, Mike with Sports Center.
In accountability and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. So back on November 2nd, Stephen Vickers, otherwise known as Dangerously Beefy.
I'm upset that I didn't come up with that for my Twitter handle. I'm currently Sergeant Thunderfist MD, but damn it, Dangerously Beefy's good.
And he's a beef dealer. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what he does, but he's in Texas.
He's a cattle man.
And he says, my housing is paid for. I make a good salary. I get health insurance, 401k, 700 pounds of beef a year, and I live on a couple hundred acres. I'm a puncher by trade with a bachelor's degree, and I swear you women would rather have a loser than a provider. It's sad. Well, shockingly, that went viral.
Yeah, people aren't happy.
And it's not that they're not happy. It's just they were totally absolutely
killing him.
Skewering him. And he finally gets it. He tweeted, because what's funny about that tweet is that he doesn't understand why that's funny.
Yeah.
Right? Or else he wouldn't tweet it and why that's so off base, right? And why, of course, he's single. Like, that's the funniest part is, like, everybody that reads that goes, oh, well, no wonder he's single. He doesn't get it. He's like, what? This is so sad. Which is really funny. Anyway.
He's not, by the way, he's not, like, a horrible-looking guy.
No, he's not.
He's a normal-looking guy.
But you can tell by that one effing tweet why he's single.
I know.
So then he writes, before this goes viral and gets out of hand, I'm 100. I believe that teamwork makes the dream work. I'm not looking to hold anyone down, only build them up.
Of course.
Also, the U.S. ranks first globally for pounds of beef exported, but is fourth globally for beef herd size.
I love that he's got his, in between his rants, he's got to find a way to get his beef agenda out there.
Dude, he is so good. And then he tweets, had to mute it all, but by all means, keep beefing. He's funny. Anyway, the comments, this is why the internet is great. It's truly things like this are why the internet is great.
Yeah.
Because
putting guys like this in their place.
Oh, the comments are so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for example, let me roll through some of these here.
By the way, people like this are the best that are like, I've got everything going for me. I don't know why anyone doesn't want me. The lack of self-awareness, and I also truly believe that Dangerously Beefy, in his mind, he's like, you know what? Nothing less than eights and nines for Dangerously Beefy.
That's right. Look at me.
Yeah, look.
Look at how much beef I have.
Yo, what? Like you. These guys spend all day like on Instagram and like strolling model pages, and they're like, I don't know why. I don't know why nines and tens don't want me.
Well, then a nine shows up to his door, and nope, not good enough.
No.
So one guy
says, your nose is a little weird.
One response is, I hear you, bro. My wife left me for a chimney sweep. This loser had zero beef rations. It's like, what? What the F? Another woman gets on there and she goes, it's not that I don't appreciate the 700 pounds of beef per annum. It's just that the terms are unclear of how it's rationed. Is it dispensed quarterly? Is it allowed to roll over to the next year? I've been burned before.
That's true. Right? You promised 700 pounds of beef, but are we talking ground beef? Are we talking steaks? What kind of cuts? This is ridiculous.
Another one says, it's true what they say. Women just don't appreciate a man who can provide them with 700 pounds of beef annually. So good, man. So they blast this guy.
And by the way, he would not I don't think he would qualify under my program for the.
No, he can get it. He can't get out of his own way.
Nah, he's just a dumbass.
This guy can't get out of
his
own way.
He doesn't qualify for my. We still need to come up with a name for my program. Someone said Prostaparity, maybe.
Prostaparity, I like that.
That's not bad.
Yeah, my government sponsored program. Yeah, we're working on it. Someone said, would this solve mass shootings 50%? I'm going to say 75% we take care of mass shootings with my program.
You know, I think Bill Maher, was it Bill Maher? Maybe it was Colbert.
Did he have this idea?
Yeah, they did this recently. Somebody did this where they were talking about just get people laid more and we'll have less...
Violence.
Violence, less angst.
Yes.
Less hate.
Maybe I incorporate weed into this as well, where the lady shows up with like a bowl and her.
Let's hate, man.
Or, you know, we go to like a government office sort of thing. You know, you set something up there. Someone said your plan to solve world violence is this. I don't know if it's going to solve violence, but I think it's going to shave a lot of the sharp edges off.
I think we're going to
sound down some of those corners.
I have a potential name for your program here.
Yeah.
National Institute of Prostitution Services. Now, what's the acronym to that?
National. Run that by me. National
Institute of Prostitution Services.
What? NIOPS? NIOPS?
No, not the O.
No. NIPS.
Wait. NIPS?
Yeah.
Wait. What?
National Institute of Prostitution Services. You got to take out the O.
I know. NIPS. NIPS. That's a. Isn't that like a bad thing to say? NIPS?
No, you can
say
that.
You can say nipple.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, nipple.
Yes.
Oh.
What were you?
What
that is
on earth were you thinking?
Well, don't act like it's surprise. NIPS is a bad, is like a derogatory term.
Is it?
Yeah,
is it?
For, yeah.
Oh.
I go no further.
Okay.
But
I knew where Mike was
that
going.
That made me uncomfortable.
It was a sex joke.
You were talking about NIPS. Nipples, yeah. Like nipples.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
So it's prosty, as you were. Prosty care. Look.
A lending hand.
Yes.
Ooh, I like
a
that.
Lending hand.
A lending handy.
I'm telling you.
I love it.
People laugh at me, but sometimes
sluts
with this.
For mutts. Oh, my God.
What?
If you have a frown, she'll go down.
Okay.
Oh, my.
That's a tagline.
Hey-o.
A lending hand. If you have a frown, she'll go down.
Just saying.
By the way, where's this for women?
Yeah, we can. But isn't it? I don't think women need this. One, women.
Oh, I think they do.
Women aren't really violent, and women can get it whenever they want.
Yeah, a lot more readily than men. But.
You show up at a bar, but I don't feel like women are committing mass acts of violence.
Yeah, but show up at a bar, that's dangerous. And you got the creepos.
All right.
It's like,
well,
how
look,
do you know? They just want that no strings
okay,
attached. Like,
right, well, I'm not. Look, I'm not handing
quit being
this.
Sexist.
I'm not trying to hand this out for everyone. This is for a specific need. This is for the betterment of everyone to keep violence and just the political discourse down a little bit. Everyone's in a better mood. Everyone.
All right. Shall we go? I think we got to go. What's your brother's name?
John.
We're going to find out if he was robbed.
Or, yeah, if he was shooting people.
Yeah.
He's out there blazing the streets of Washougal.
Yeah, in the news story today from Washougal that we thought might have been John. So we'll find out if he's doing okay. Coming up next on The Fan.
With Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Well, there's a little bit of controversiality tonight because John apparently is not available.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're just tuning in the news today, we had the story out of Washougal where John and Heather live, where the 44-year-old man, which is about John's age,
watching TV, which is what John does.
Yep. Was interrupted by a burglar.
Yeah.
And he got in a fight and then pulled out a shotgun, which you gave John a shotgun at one time in his life.
That's true.
And nobody died, but he shot at the burglars, and this guy had to go to the hospital. Now, we do have Heather here.
Now,
this
but seriously, Mrs. John is not able to come on the program
Yeah, and we
tonight.
Can't get a hold of John. So now here's Heather. Oh. Heather, hello.
Good evening.
What is going on?
Well, as Jason knows, if John's sick, super sick. He came home from work, super sick, sleep, couldn't even wake him up. And as you know, when he's asleep, there's no waking him up. I had to drive myself to the emergency room one night because I couldn't get him to wake up. And I had my gallbladder out. No joke.
What we've determined, once again, is every time you come on this program, John seems like a worse and worse husband.
To be fair, we had a newborn that was colicky, and so we were both deliriously tired. But when he's out, he's out.
Let me get this straight.
There's no waking him up.
Are you sure he's not dead from fights with burglars?
No, I'm not sure. I just left. He might be dead.
Hitting the bar.
I want to go back to this. You had emergency gallbladder surgery, and you drove yourself because you couldn't wake him up?
Jackson was 10 days old, and he had colic, and it was awful. And so we were both doing shifts of staying up with him
shifts.
Because the child
shifts.
Would not sleep.
Shifts. Yes. Okay.
And so he was out. He was asleep, and it was my shift, and I could not get him to wake up. And so I drove myself in the middle of the night to the hospital.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Did you leave like a note on the bedside table? By the way, when you wake up at the hospital.
It was so bad, I had to go. Like, I couldn't wake him up, and I'm like, I'm out. And I figured Wooly would find out eventually, and somebody would take care of what's going on at home.
Now,
this is also the man that forgot to pick you up from the airport because he fell asleep.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, am I wrong in assuming that, I know John's a big guy, and like, but I just can't imagine you can't wake him up, like, at all. He will not wake. I mean, take a frying pan to his head.
Rob, I've been married to him for 22 years, and I have not been successful in any efforts to wake him up.
You're too nice.
He just doesn't work. So, you know, I had to take care of business, so I drove myself.
Is it possible that he fakes it?
No. And he's delirious. He'll say all kinds of nasty stuff. You try to wake him up, and the next day he doesn't remember it. He's literally useless once he's out. And if he's sick enough, forget it.
My wife does the same thing. She gets so angry when I try to wake her up. And then she's like, I don't remember saying any of these things to you. I'm so sorry. But she's like really, really angry because she's so cranky when she's getting woken up.
Huh. Wow.
Exactly. It's a thing.
Well, now you're having to take care of John's business yet again by mailing it in for him. Boy, he's just slacking left and right. Get him in shape over there. It's been 20 years.
Yeah, what does he do for you, really?
He rarely gets sick. And so when he came home sick today, I was pretty surprised.
Well, and also this, you guys recently, you went to Vegas over the weekend, and did he get you to Lady Gaga or not?
Oh, it was so sad we did not get to go. We were pretty bummed. We did almost get scammed for tickets, and we thought otherwise, thankfully. But instead of the ticket prices going down, they actually went up.
Where was the show? Where's she playing?
It's like a...
It was at the MGM Park Tower.
Okay.
So it was. They were above $1,000 a pair.
God, 500, yes. Like over 500 a piece, or 1,000 a piece.
Starting at 500 a piece.
Yeah, it's one of those residency shows, right? The small theaters, like Garth Brooks did that, like Britney Spears. We were down there a number of years ago, and my wife wanted to go see Garth Brooks. It was the same sort of thing. Tickets were like $500-$600.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, it was so tempting because I really wanted to see her. So did John, but it just too much.
If John loved you, he would have bought you the tickets.
Absolutely.
Just saying.
Well, that's when you roll over to the blackjack table and lose it on there.
Hold that over his head.
I should have Ubered myself there and just gone to the concert by myself.
Yeah, save $500.
And John would have been happy. You know, John would have had a buffet and then gone and laid down and been perfectly okay with that.
He was kind of sad, actually, which is funny. He may not admit to you that he's a Gaga fan, but he was kind of bummed out. I had to, you know, encourage him because he was kind of bummed. So that's all right.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. Now, what do you guys do in Vegas when you're not seeing Gaga? Like, what's set the scene for us?
We did a little bit of everything. We went to the Mob Museum, which was super fun.
Yeah.
Some, of course, toy stores, sports memorabilia stores that he likes too. There's a place in Caesar's Palace that he loves to go. So we did that and just kind of hung out. Whatever we wanted, just hung out. It was super fun.
Yeah. Was it nice out? Like the pool's open and all that at this time of year? Or I don't even know.
You know, the pool was closed, but the weather was fantastic. 73.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
I don't believe my brother. I don't think my brother would go into the pool. I feel like John is water averse.
Yeah, he wouldn't want that.
Absolutely.
Did you guys gamble?
He's not a water guy. Absolutely. Yes.
What'd you play?
I played roulette and I was successful, so that was good.
What were the numbers? Oh. Like, what was your strategy?
So here's on Fremont Street. I had a lady read my palm, and she told me 3 was my number. So I bet on 3 all weekend and hit. Very frequently. So
wow.
There you go.
That's amazing. Yep.
John did not partake in that.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I don't see him gambling. The first time I went to Vegas ever, well, I was in college, and we were with some buddies, and we took, like, you know, at that time, you're like, oh, man, I got $300. And it's like basically off a Discover card that has a 50% interest rate or something.
Yeah.
So we go there and we dump all our money. We're there for 2 days and we lose it all within the first several hours, right?
Sure.
So we have a $25 chip left and we're like, screw it. And of course, probably completely wasted. And we put it on, we went to roulette. We never played roulette. We were playing blackjack and we went over to roulette and we put it on black 29. And guess
29.
What happened? Yes, I know. Totally random, right? Guess what happened?
It freaking hit. 35-1.
Yes, 35-1. So you wonder why I love Vegas? It's that.
Right there, I gotcha. Someone probably Absolutely. Knew it was your first time and they rigged it. And totally. Then how much money have you lost because of that roulette bet?
Billions. All right.
Well,
three. I like that. Hopefully, yep. John gets better. Thank you for calling in and filling in for him.
Okay. Love you guys.
All right. Love you too. Bye bye.
If John's really sick, but I still
tell you
have
what,
my doubts.
She is really something. I can't tell you enough about how great of a person Heather Sukanik is.
1,000 times better than my brother.
She's unbelievable.
And me.
I don't know what she's doing with
him. I don't know.
Quite frankly. But at this point, you know.
Yeah, they're not going. 20 plus years.
Where's she going?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next. What's next?
Coach's show and then Hot Corner 8 to 10.
There you go. Mario Cristobal coming up next and then Hot Corner. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.